It's been often said that Harry Truman was poorly prepared for the presidency. He came to office not knowing any of the foreign policy establishment in Washington. He had no friends on Wall Street, no powerful financial backers, no intellectual brain trust. But Truman had experienced as wide a range of American life as had any president, and in that sense he was well prepared. He had grown up in a small town when the small town was the essence of American life. He'd been on the farm all those years, and he'd gone to war. Captain Harry Truman returned from France in 1919 having led an artillery battery through the horrific Battle of the Argonne, and having discovered two vitally important things about himself. First, that he had courage, plain physical courage. Up until then, he had never been in a fight in his life, but in France he had found that he could more than hold his own in the face of the horrors of battle. And second, that he was good at leading people. He liked it. And he had learned that courage is contagious. If the leader shows courage, others get the idea. At heart, he remained a 19th century man. He never liked air conditioning, hated talking by telephone. And thank goodness, for he wrote letters instead, thousands as time went on. And as a result, it is possible to get inside his life, to know what he thought and felt, in a way rarely possible with public figures. One of the most endearing of his many letters to Bess was written after his first time under fire in France, to tell her how terrified he was. It happened at night, in the rain. The Germans had opened fire with a withering artillery barrage. Truman and his green troops thought it could be the start of a gas attack and rushed about trying frantically not only to get their own gas masks on, but to get masks on the horses as well. And then they panicked, ran. Truman, seeing all the others running, just stood there, locked in place, and called them back using every form of profanity he'd ever heard. And back they came. Now, flash forward to a night 30 years later, in 1948, at the Democratic National Convention, when Democrats on the left and Democrats on the right had been doing everything possible to get rid of President Harry Truman for another candidate. The Dixiecrats had marched out of the convention. The liberals, who had tried to draft General Eisenhower, were down in the dumps as never before, convinced after Truman was nominated that all was lost. Truman was kept waiting backstage, hour after hour. It was nearly 2 a.m. when he came on stage to accept the nomination. And for all the speeches there had been, nobody had said a word about winning. Truman walked out into the floodlights and did just what he did in France. He gave them hell. He told them, in effect, to soldier up, that they were going to win. It was astounding. He brought the whole hall to its feet, cheering. Old hand reporters, even the most die-hard liberals who had so little hope for him, agreed it was one of the greatest moments they had ever witnessed in American politics.